some change, you know, that it doesn't. And in the beginning it did, because that was what I needed to do, you know. And I don't like get the wrong picture painted here, right? Because if I'm not sober, there's nothing else that can really matter. In fact, nothing else going to matter, because I just going to be on missions and missions and missions. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to sell dreams that I don't have, you know. And that's what I did in my disease, was sell dreams, you know. And I was willing to sell any dream to anybody what you needed to hear at the time to get what I wanted when I wanted, you know. And coming here and being able to share my experience, strength, and hope here is pretty amazing, you know. Thank you, Bill. You know, Bill is a huge part of my recovery. Excuse me. It's been a long journey, you know. I never know what I was going to do with my life. You know, right out of high school, I graduated, and I moved to Oahu. I was thinking Hilo no more nothing for me. You know, I grew up in Hilo, small town, in a housing. And I was seeing people, you know, I was 17 at the time. I seen people that was in their 20s, you know, every payday, which was the third and the fifth, right, for the welfare people. And would have crap games on my friend's back porch, you know. And me and a couple of my friends, we would go with our $5, $10 and hustle everybody's welfare checks and be all happy and go and drink and party. And, you know, people that was in their 20s and 30s at the time was doing the same thing that I was doing when I was in high school. And I was like, there's nothing here for me, because there was something wrong with Hilo, not me, right? And I moved to Oahu because my dad's side is from here. And you know, I was always spoiled growing up, and I never went without, you know. What I found out was that I came here and I brought me. I was the problem, but at that point, I still didn't see it, you know. Within no time, I was locked up in OCCC, like not even a year, you know. I got hooked on crystal meth. Drugs is a part of my story, and I don't have a different story. You know, I don't. That's my story. I like what the lady said last night, you know. When I drink, I become a drug addict. You know, and that's true. You know, and when I first got here, I never thought I was an alcoholic. I really never thought I was an alcoholic, and I needed someone to break down the doctor's opinion for me, because I never thought I had an obsession. I never thought I had an allergy. I used to just love getting loaded, and that was me. I was like, I don't want a problem. I love getting loaded. Why not keep doing it? You know, I'm going to do what I love, you know, and I don't see no problem with that. It's not harming you. Although it was, and I didn't see it, it's the only person I'm hurting is myself, but I'm really not hurting me, because this thing makes me feel good. You know? Who doesn't want to stay up for 12 days? You know? Come on. You know? And it's crazy. And you know, I found myself locked up, and I did a year. I got out on probation, and I was out a couple years. I tried to do good, you know. Never really got introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous. Found myself back in OCCC. Got out, did the same thing. And it's funny because, you know, some of you that have been to jail and prison, you know, right? You go in, you clean up, you gain weight back. You get your thoughts together. You meet a few different people, connections, whatever. You come out, you try again, you know. And that's the insanity, right? Thinking you're going to do the same thing, expecting different results. But it came to a point where I was doing the same thing, knowing exactly what was going to happen, and I never care, you know, because that was all I knew, you know. And what I noticed was that my time out in the real world was getting shorter and shorter every time I got out, you know. The first time was like a couple years. The second time was like 1 year. The third time was like months. You know, I never lose plenty of weight before I went back in the last time, you know. And the last time I did, I got locked up in the ending of 94, and I got out in 1999. My sobriety date is Christmas Day 1997, so you can do the math, right? I was still using in prison, you know, up until I wasn't. And I was sitting under my cell one day, and I was watching TV, and this old man came up.